town. In 2006, the voters of Tulare County approved Measure R, generated some tax for road-oriented purposes and pedestrian and transit projects, half-cent sales tax, it says. And in doing so, they wanted to have some citizen oversight of this. So we've had appointees to the Citizen Oversight Committee since it's happened. We had Philip LeBoux for several years, and he termed out. And Gary Melling replaced him for us recently. Gary's first two-year term is up. He is willing and more than capable of serving in this capacity for the city, and staff recommends that we reappoint Gary to continue in that role. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Bill, does he come and report to us anything or to you on those meetings?
He does. He said in the 2 years that he's been there, they have difficulty filling the quorums, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. People don't come. And so they've done very little business. But they're providing oversight of things that their staff is proposing. And Pam gets much of the same information. It's just a different level of checks and balances that Gary and his peers are providing. But I can provide more detail if you would like of what he does.
I'm just curious. Okay. Any questions?
How many are in that oversight committee?
You don't know. Oh. Mike, do you have a sense?
I want to say the total number is 16, one per jurisdiction, and then there's many special interest representatives. I think the number 16 is what I have, and there's a lot of agencies.
A lot of agencies. And they can't get a quorum?
Rarely, let's say that.
Okay. Yeah, 3 and 2 years. And it's a quarterly meeting, though.
Any other questions? What action would council like to take on Resolution 1928?
Move that Gary Melling be reappointed for another 2 years.
I second.
Okay. So moved by Watson, second by Flores. Do we need a roll call?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Councilmember Watson.
Aye.
Councilmember Flores.
Aye.
Councilmember or Mayor Pro Tem Cortez.
Aye.
So motion carries 3-0 to appoint Gary Melling to another 2 year term on the Citizen Oversight Committee. So thank you. Now item number 6, Resolution 1929, supporting the California Department of Parks and Recreation Proposition 68 competitive grant application, Olive Bowl in Kaku Park, presented by City Services Director Camarena.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem and Council. So this resolution tonight is one step in the application process. As the staff report outlines, the application isn't due until early August. But this has been a very involved process. We started the process in January. Council approved the technical assistance that public health advocates reached out to us. And so we've been working closely with them. We're one in 12 cities that was receiving this technical assistance. Since January, since we started the process, this is now end of May, there have been 4 public meetings, and on the last 2 Fridays, Public Health Advocates has been out at the farmers market getting input on the final 2 concept selections. So at each of your stations, I've put one of these questionnaires along with the 2 concepts. There's also one sitting back there. I don't need any responses tonight because there's still time to gather all of the responses, and public health advocates will be doing that. You can send them to me if you get the opportunity. But the 2 concepts that are included there, I apologize for the quality of the photos, but well, I want to say between 20 and 65 people at the public gatherings have come together at the Wellness Center. And over these months of process, these are the 2 concepts that they've come up with. Very similar, but also very unique in some regards. Some really early numbers that I've seen from public health advocates is about $1.4 million to do either one of these projects. But the public information and public input has been ongoing, And there's going to be a little bit of time left to collect some more of the comments on the final two processes. But some very important factors with this competitive grant application is that, I want to look at my memo here. In round two, which was done a couple of years ago, we actually submitted an application and we got to the point of a site visit. We were not successful in our award process at the time, but now in round three, the number is $255 million throughout the state of California. In round two, the number was $368, and that public health advocates told everybody in a public meeting, in round two, one of nine applicants were awarded. So that's 11%. Obviously, the one in nine had some significant projects to take all that money. And so that's a message that each of the people at the public meetings have been hearing, that this is a very involved process. It's taken a long time to get to this point. We hope we're successful. So the resolution, like I said, it's step one. We'll be coming back with an environmental document. Anticipation is notice of no findings. And so it should be a relatively simple process, but this is step one for council to look at the concepts. We can get gather comments later, but really tonight is about the resolution. So I'll be happy to answer any questions.
So Mike, will the, if I understood you correctly, in round two, or the a couple of years ago, just one project that received all that money?
No, it was one in nine, so, boy, it was 11%, and I think I did have the numbers in the staff report of how many applications were submitted. No, I don't. Okay. So, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, round two, $368 million of funding was available from the state.
Mm-hmm.
$2.9 billion in applications were submitted throughout the state of California.
Mm-hmm, I see.
Top competition out there.
Right.
There is a focus in this round on disadvantaged communities, how much we score against the non-disadvantaged community. We don't know at this time. It really depends on the applications that are submitted.
Okay.
So I think we're doing our best with the technical assistance from public health advocates to put together the best application we can.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
What are these yellow things? The yellow coated? What is that supposed to be?
Yellow are bleachers.
Oh, those are
bleachers. Yeah. We have oversized foam board documents. They're locked up right now, so
okay.
I couldn't get to them, but they are in town. I will have them for you. We wanted to post them at the Wellness Center and to create some more opportunity for comment, to collect more comments. Once I get those, we're going to take them to the Wellness Center.
Okay.
So hopefully in the next couple of days, Friday at the latest, when Susanna and Davey will be back.
So I noticed that all the fields are softball.
Well, it says softball, but there's two smaller fields, but there's also two larger fields.
Right, okay.
So softball, baseball, and you can see the size difference between, mm-hmm. I guess it's pink, the pink areas. Pink, smaller areas.
Oh, yeah, there's softball.
Softball.
Okay.
Softball, T-ball, some of their smaller baseball,
right. Okay.
Smaller
so
groups.
We'll have both of them.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Cool.
So, Mike, you mentioned about posting those boards in the Wellness Center. And I don't know if I caught this or not, but will there be an opportunity like to do like parking lot, like stickies, like what they like about one or the other? Or does it have to come, do people have to go to the meetings?
That process has been done.
Oh, okay.
It was very detailed.
Okay.
But comments now are being collected on these two concepts.
Okay.
And so instead of doing the sticky process, what do you like, what don't you like,
okay.
So there's an opportunity now to fine-tune the two concepts.
So this will be there?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
And it's in English and Spanish.
Yeah.
So in all the public meetings besides what happened at the farmer's market, happened at the Wellness Center.
Mm-hmm. Now on this first one, shouldn't this bleacher be over here on this side? Because there's a bleacher in the,
it
the picnic
be.
Area.
Yeah, it could be. Absolutely could be. And that could be comments could be collected. I don't know if it's difficult to read or not, but on the left-hand side it says required emergency fire escape regulation from Silvercrest Subdivision. So there's a little bit of a restriction. We have some emergency ingress and egress to the cul-de-sacs on that subdivision. So we have to be able to be get in and out of there. So,
Mike, I would add that I'm reading the word benches. So maybe you have benches and bleachers.
Benches
it would be appropriate
bleachers,
to have benches around the playground areas
right.
to the north, if that's what you're pointing out.
Oh, so they're not bleachers?
But it says benches is what I'm reading.
Right.
Well,
and bancas in Spanish.
Okay, so yeah. So the yellow says bancas, which are not necessarily, oh yeah, benches. It says benches. And then
right.
over here, the blue are the large bleachers.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, the blue are the large bleachers?
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Between the pink.
I think it's a different color. I think it's
yeah.
green.
Yeah. So you're right.
Don't ask
my
color.
I see blue. Okay.
Bad.
It's bluish green.
Okay.
The large presentation boards will be at the wellness center.
So what happened to
the lot easier
okay,
for me.
Yeah,
to.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the predominance of the people attending the meetings are baseball. And there have been some really, really small numbers with soccer, but the soccer people recognize they've got 11 acres and 11 fields.
Mm-hmm.
And so the focus here has been predominantly baseball, softball, but there's other activities that can happen. Obviously, park, open space. There's been a whole host of things that have been talked about, and then narrowed down to create these two concepts.
And a cool thing that's a side effect that's occurred is it's kind of mobilized that community. They've been out there taking care of the Olive Bowl, and they're invested in it now. Instead of something being tired in town that nobody really cared about, these guys seem to be energized, and there's a future. There's hope and a future for it, depending upon our success with this grant. And the level of community involvement really is unheard of in a town our size. And so we really appreciate this group coming out and helping us through this.
It's very cool.
Awesome. Any other questions, council members? What action would you guys like to take on Resolution 1929?
Move for approval.
Second.
Well, by Watson, second by Flores. We need a roll call.
All right. Councilmember Watson.
Aye.
Councilmember Flores.
Aye.
Mrs. Sanchez isn't here. Mayor Pro Tem Cortez.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Thank you for that. And good luck to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on, item number 7, approval of increasing budgeted expenses in the local transportation fund to match a greater than expected allocation in fiscal year 18-19, presented by City Services Director Kim Marina.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. LTF funds, local transportation funds, one of many acronyms we deal with constantly. But LTF funds are generated from a statewide sales tax. The sales tax comes down to each county. The county then goes and divvies it up proportionately to each city. It is administered through TCAG, Tulare County Association of Governments. TCAG releases estimates of LTF funds to each jurisdiction. This year, what we're getting is $100,000 more than what they estimate. And so that's good news. It put us in a position to look at equipment needs and replacements. We had already planned on doing some equipment replacements with enterprise funds, and now we have the opportunity to inject the additional LTF funds into our equipment process. Some equipment was planned for this year, some equipment was planned for next year. With the additional money and council's approval, we can go, we can purchase all the equipment at one time. A little more information on the LTF funds is that it's specifically called local transportation funds. First and foremost, they are supposed to address unmet needs in our transportation and transit system. We don't operate. We don't own or operate. We count on County Tulare to operate, provide service for us. If you have unmet needs within your jurisdiction, LTF funds are supposed to specifically pay for any unmet needs. This year was a record year as far as countywide transit systems are concerned. I think the number was 31 unmet needs. That's well below what we normally get countywide. What my job is to look at each one of those unmet needs. If it says Lindsay, I'm going to look at it. In past, we've seen Lindsay responses to unmet or submitting unmet needs. Could be a Pagewar area that's not inside the city limits. Mm-hmm. Last year, we had one unmet need across the street at the senior center or that Mount Whitney area. They were concerned about getting transit brochures, so we took a bunch of transit brochures to there. And it was really not an unmet need that dealt with transit transportation. It's just they needed information. He got it to them. And so if there are no unmet needs, then LTF funds can be put into streets and roads purposes. And that's what we're looking and we're asking for tonight from council is to approve moving the additional money into streets and roads specifically for the purpose of buying replacement equipment. So with that, we'd be happy to answer questions.
What's the equipment?
We're looking at trucks and a backhoe and a tractor.
What kind of trucks? I mean,
Standard trucks, standard gasoline trucks to replace the CNG trucks that we've had since 2005.
So what does that total?
The vehicles alone were $132,000, but we have to outfit each of those trucks with toolboxes, a utility box, there's safety equipment, light bars. I don't have a total for that, but then there's additional equipment, like putting a winch on the back of one of the trucks to lift heavy equipment off the ground. There's a tilt trailer. We have a need in the streets department to move material around, whether it's on a utility dig or fixing streets themselves, be able to load it and unload it and not have to do it manually or with another piece of equipment. Yeah, I think that's it. That's the bulk of it.
So how many trucks?
Five.
Five? One backhoe?
One backhoe.
One lift trailer?
One stand, yeah, it's a dump trailer.
Dump trailer.
We call it a tilt trailer.
A tilt. Okay. And what was the other one?
Tractor.
A tractor? And what would that be used for?
That comes out of the enterprise funds. That's committed to the wastewater facility.
How about the cherry picker? Would we be able to get it fixed?
No. The answer is no. We spent a lot of money on it, and we need to spend a lot more money on it. The question is it something we really need in our fleet? And we're still struggling with an answer.
Okay.
Rental versus investing $7,000, $10,000, $5,000. And so we're struggling with that.
Very good.
So, Mike, so this will allow $100,000 and then the rest comes out of your department budget?
Yes.
Yeah. And then what happens to, like, the trucks that you guys currently have? Do you guys continue to use them? You guys get rid of them? What do you guys do?
Provided council approves this request tonight, it may take 60 or 90 days to get these vehicles from the state purchasing program.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use those until the others arrive. The plan then would be try and auction them off. The difficulty with our CNG trucks is they were manufactured in 2004, 2005. In 2020, it's required that the CNG fuel cell be replaced on those. $10,000, $15,000 per truck.
Oh, wow.
It's not worth it.
And these vehicles are already beyond tired.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, when you do the public auction,
yes.
I mean, where does that advertise that?
We would advertise internally, externally, as wide a reach as we can go.
Newspapers?
Newspapers, yeah.
Okay.
A public notice, mm-hmm. not necessarily an advertisement, but a public notice.
Public notice, yeah. Okay.
And then we'd reach out to the people who are interested here, and it's amazing how word of mouth spreads so quick.
I know. I get calls all the time about Danny using that darn little golf cart or whatever it is he uses.
His gem cart.
His who?
Gem cart. It's an electric
yeah.
car.
Yeah. Did he buy it from the city?
No.
No.
That's
oh, okay.
his.
Yeah.
Nothing
okay.
to do with the
Good
city.
To know. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions or comments, guys? Okay. With that, what action would you guys like to take on item 7, the approval of increasing the budgeted expenses of LTF?
I move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Cora, second by Watson. Can we please get a roll call?
I don't need one.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, okay.
Awesome. Oh, minute more. Item number 8, update on and approval of...
Still vote on.
Oh, I'm together. Sorry.
Yeah.
First and second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Nobody? Seeing that no one, 3-0 passes. Thank you. Sorry. Hey, this is my first meeting.
I know. You're
doing fabulous. Now, moving on to item 8, update on and approval of street program construction methods presented by Services... City Services Director Camarillo.
Thank you, Mayor. So there's a PowerPoint. Okay, so the number and location of streets has not changed since Council approved them. The last update we did back in March was really identifying a time frame or trying to identify a time frame. And we're close now. So with the roundabout being nearly complete, staff has had time to look at exactly how we want to attack this set of projects. So there's just the street view overall. And I will try and scroll through this.
This presentation is not is that matching happening?
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not,
but this
is,
is. Yeah, this is. I think it's.
It's the pink colored streets, right, Mike?
I'm trying to go to the next.
Tulare Avenue.
Let's look.
Right? This should work here.
It's on two. Can you go to the one?
Yeah. Well, there's actually several. The center of Lyons. Okay, so there are two classifications of projects, KTO projects and rehab projects, and so if pick the next button. So Larry Road, okay, so Larry Road is one, KTO, we're not going to change that. Hermosa Street is the next one, number 2. We are proposing to change the downtown streets, number 3. We're not going to change. Hit that next one. This will give you locations of the projects. Orange Avenue, number 4. Harvard Avenue, number 5. And Maple Avenue, number 6.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go through all those.
Are you still going to do Cape Hill on Orange?
Well, we're going to go through that. We can get all of them up. There's Maple.
That street has holes.
And Harp. Okay, there's the rehab projects. No, I'm sorry, the Cape Seal projects that were proposed.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done, though, is part of the construction management process is to do borings, where we'll, and you may have seen them out there, coring into the asphalt. But upon initial investigation on Hermosa, on Maple, on Orange, and that's it. So those three projects, Maple, Hermosa, and Orange, the pavement's in much worse condition to do a cape seal.
Mm-hmm.
So the proposal is to mill off 2 tenths, which is just over 2 inches of asphalt, and overlay it with a fresh surface of asphalt. The confirmation was when we received the borings from the laboratory, it confirmed that you have enough asphalt there that you can do that, along with some minor substructure below that would support it. The asphalt is basically lived its life. And so the asphalt is failing, but substructure does not appear to be failing. And so that's the recommendation tonight, is that we're allowed to substitute those three projects for Cape Seals to do not a rehab, but mill off 2/10 and then put new pavement over the top. And obviously we re-sprite whatever is there would go back. So those are the three changes we're asking in the construction method. So with, and I think I identified in the staff report that looking at the rehab projects as well as the Cape Seal and the proposed change for the asphalt overlay, the total project estimates is $1.878 million. And we're just over $2 million in project budget. So we're still below our project budget. The other significant difference is that if we were to change the Cape Seal to an asphalt overlay, the expectation is it's going to be about 10% higher per project. So those three projects alone would be 10% higher than what we were expecting. But we may get about a 50% increase in life cycle. And so it's, again, the asphalt is failing, but the substructure is not. There's a proposal to do a change in the method. And I think we're going to get a stretch our dollar a lot more as opposed to trying to do a Cape Seal.
So the increase is about $35,000 for those three?
It could be. And why I can't answer that is because we have some very common projects here in town with our street program. Mm-hmm. So we may see a really aggressive contractor come in and undercut everybody, but obviously we're going to review all of the proposals that come in, make sure the contractor's qualified. So we're expecting a higher project number on those three, but we like to be aggressive in our bidding process.
But that would still keep us under the budget.
Well, that's always the objective. If
right.
we have a budget
right.
of $2 million, that's,
yeah.
unless there's something extraordinary, right. we have to come back to council to increase that budget.
Right.
Hopefully we wouldn't.
And so that new process on Orange, for example, that will clear up all the potholes and...
Yeah, one of the features with Orange, I'm glad you brought that up, Councilman Watson, is that that is a very integral component to our storm drain management.
Right.
And so we have been piecemealing pipes that would feed into it's North Bella storm drain basin. And it rained nearly 3/4 inch between Thursday and yesterday, and that basin was empty, simply because it's not connected to our system where we can push stormwater around. Part of the Orange project includes putting in about 600 feet of pipe in the ground. And so we've taken a very small step to completing that project.
Yeah, very good.
That's included with the Orange Street project.
Very good.
On the staff report, it includes Sequoia Avenue?
Yes. So Sequoia was already included in the rehab section. Not, it wasn't in part of the Cape Seals.
Uh-huh.
So if you go to the next group of projects, there's Hermosa Street 1 that goes from the current roundabout of Elmwood to Homicel, and then Mirage Avenue, which is that last piece of downtown, and Sequoia Avenue goes from Tulare Road all the way to Ono City. Those three rehab projects are no change right now.
Okay.
So they are included in that $1.9 million.
And the original.
Yes.
So you're going to include Orange and that rehab project?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a rehab specifically. I'd call it just an asphalt overlay. So that's the change.
that we're proposing.
Yeah.
It will appear to be a lead ad. Yeah, considering the condition.
The street will look brand new.
Oh, yeah.
The street will look brand new.
It'll look brand new, yeah.
So we now have three classifications. We have Cape Seal, asphalt overlay, and rehab.
Right. And so we probably, you know, given the, I mean, this is probably one of the largest street improvement projects the city has had in a very long time. And we probably would be wise to use social media or something to let people know that these projects will be happening soon, to be prepared to make adjustments maybe in their travel, you know, getting from point A to point B as these things are happening. Right. So
we've already thought about that. Our biggest challenge is going to be Tulare Road.
Right.
There's going to be some asphalt remove and replace. But the Cape Seal itself, that's a two-day process. In a perfect world, they're in and out.
Okay. So notices will be given to the residents, right?
Yeah, and that's the contractor's responsibility.
Okay. And also, something I'm going to request as far as requiring a contractor to finish something that they started instead of starting all kinds of, you know what I mean. Because that's happened before. They start all kinds of projects, and then it's chaos. So I would really strongly recommend that they're aware that we would want them to start a project, finish it, then start another project, finish it. I think that would do wonders.
We'll do our best.
Okay. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
And in a perfect world, so what is the timeline? Do we have a better idea? Like, will it be done by the end of the summer, the end of the year?
With those three rehab projects, those are very quick. What we can't see is what's underneath the ground.
Right. Hmm.
And so which there's no indication that there's any sort of saturation of the subsurface, and that creates havoc for us, just in terms of time. We'd like to be bidding the projects in the next couple of weeks. We get the bids back or under construction July. We have rehab, asphalt overlay, Cape Seal, two different contractors, two different specialists. Cape Seals are in and out in a perfect world within a week. Rehabs, it could be 3 or 4 weeks depending on what they find once they strip off the asphalt. So July, August is I think in a perfect world, we'd be done by the end of August.
Okay. That's good.
Something over here too is that this is the fiscal year 18-19 projects. Mm-hmm. So that's money from this year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We haven't addressed the new projects will be next year.
Right.
That's
this is a lot of good news.
It's gonna be a year.
Yeah, a lot of good news.
That's good.
So by September, safely said, end of September, we should have
awesome. This
done. Yeah.
And most of this should be done while the kids are out of school.
Yeah.
It's good.
I would not say that.
As we tried to do the roundabout originally. But dealing with a different situation this time, we don't have to acquire properties. We did with the roundabout. That's what slowed us up there, is people not wanting to play ball. But we're excited about this. It's been in the works for a long time. Mike and his team had committed to getting it done as soon as we were significantly done at the roundabout, so we're on track.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
Okay. So on that note, that's it. That's just an update,
The request tonight is to approve the changing the construction methods, so we're looking for approval.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Watson, second by Flores. Minute order. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries 3-0. Thank you very much. Item number 9, request for future agenda items. Council members, any requests, special requests?
I think I really would like to discuss the cannabis RFP process.
You can, I guess we have time. I was going to say it would slow it down, but it doesn't have to necessarily. We can You're part of the ad hoc committee.
Right.
My recommendation would be for the ad hoc committee to meet first to see if it's heading in a direction that you're happy with.
Okay.
You report to council, and if the council has concerns, we'll bring the whole thing back. But it's
awesome.
Been following a trajectory that we've all been in line with okay. to this point.
All right. I just have a question. I know we do this once a year, but in the summer, do we still meet like June, July, August? We have special meetings too.
We meet twice a month. We tend to not meet the second meeting in December and the one that is near Christmas. I'm sorry, the one that's near Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We do have the hospital board requesting a special meeting with us. Okay. We're still waiting for them to agree on a particular date. They want to talk about the financing of the Wellness and Aquatic Center and so forth.
Okay.
But no, your schedule
so
goes as it normally does.
Okay.
We could come in at some point with saying we don't have much for you, but we're really behind with those sorts of things. I don't anticipate that
okay.
happening.
We've
got plenty
good
to do.
Okay. Any other questions?
No?
Okay. So doesn't look like we have anything right now. We do not have an executive session. So now moving on to item 11, to adjourn. What direction would council like to take?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. Moved by Flora, second by Watson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 3-0. Oh, is this a record?
Yeah.
You still think you're tired?